Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report, global, world, international news headlines update with Rebecca De Unamuno.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has come under fire after he placed 9 public housing blocks under hard lockdown, detaining thousands of innocent people. Peter Dutton has called for Daniel Andrews to be immediately made Prime Minister. Kanye West has announced on Twitter he will be running for President of the United States at the end of the year. Experts say he is the least qualified person ever to run for the US presidency, in a signal he is likely to win the election. Former girlfriend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been arrested and placed under protective custody, including a CCTV that will monitor her for exactly 23 hours a day. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister John Howard has written a glowing character reference for Maxwell, who has been accused of covering up sex abuse for years. Mr. Howard said Maxwell was a lively conversationalist and went on to detail Maxwell's high intelligence and exemplary character. The royal family has apologised to Meghan Markle for its treatment of her since she married Prince Harry. The Queen said she was deeply sorry and offered her a free driving tour of Paris to make up for it. That's the latest Chaser news. Check out all the latest updates at chaser.com.au. Meanwhile, here's a roundup of everything that's happening in the rest of the world with Dom, Charles and Andrew.
Thank you, Rebecca De Unamuno. What wonderful headlines, and I've got a bit more news for you right now.
International Global News World Roundup.
Yes, it's lovely to have you with you here for this little cheeky extra Chaser Report. It's Andrew Hansen here, and I'm joined by my newsy experts, Charles Firth and Dom Knight. I hope you're ready, guys. Look, it's been revealed that Christopher Nolan, the Hollywood director. Now, you know Christopher Nolan, he's directed Memento and the Dark Knight movies and Inception, very complicated movies and big production values. Well, it's been revealed that there's something he doesn't allow on set. And that thing is chairs. He will not have a chair come within cooey of one of his movie sets. And this is absolutely fascinating to me. Look, why do you think he has this rule, James?
Well, I presume it's to prevent politicians from coming onto the set because politicians are only ever interested in seats, aren't they?
Red card. Sorry, red card. Now, you're banned. Dom, why no chairs?
Do you think he's the kind of intense guy who likes standing desks? And then decided the entire production has to have that approach. But the other thing I was thinking was, like in The Dark Knight Rises, Batman could so easily have gotten out of that giant pit prison if he just had a few chairs. And I think there's all kinds of plot holes that could be easily fixed with chairs. Like in Inception, if there were enough chairs, Leonardo DiCaprio might have been able to realize whether he was asleep or dreaming. Take a kip on a chair.
Well, he could have at least just sat down to just think about it for a minute, couldn't he?
But I presume that the chairs are for the crew and everything like that. He wants everyone to be on their feet, right, so that it breeds a sort of environment of bitterness and resentment towards Chris Nolan. I quite like this thing. I'm thinking of bringing in a no-chair policy in my household just to keep all my kids on their feet as well. I think it's a good way to sort of assert your authority over a space.
You could have the family dinner all just standing around.
Exactly.
Watch TV on your feet.
Yeah,
look, there's something to be said for it. I mean, should we extend this rule beyond Christopher Nolan movies, do you think?
I think so. I mean, the people who've bought Virgin Australia are trying to think about how to compete with Qantas. And I think a standing flight, I mean, you could fit so many more people and it'd be way more exciting. The tiniest bit of turbulence, everyone would start falling over like dominoes. It'd be wonderful.
Yes. I mean, I think we do have a sort of – for too long our economy has been run by the chair industrial complex, hasn't it? I mean, there's just chairs everywhere. There's this obsession with generating chairs for things, you know, pubs, schools, cinemas, they all have chairs in them. And I think I think we've just got to start saying no, like no to chairs. I don't think we need chairs anywhere.
Well, remember in the 90s at pubs, they only had annoying stools you couldn't possibly sit on because they were too uncomfortable.
Yes, see.
We've got to go back to that.
Bring back the glory days of the stool-only pubs.
Yeah, great. I'm with you. I'm with you. Or maybe, yeah. I mean, I suppose the other thing you can do is introduce like those sort of chairs that are fashionable in cafes at the moment, which are made of metal and they're really cold on your ass and rock hard and they're so awful to sit in that you'd rather stand.
Yes.
Maybe we need more of those. Like cinema chairs should be like that.
Yes,
dentist's chair. I mean, should we get rid of dentist chairs, I'm thinking, maybe.
Standing dentist's chair, that's a very good idea.
Yeah. Patient just stand up.
Now, just hold still while I do this drill. Don't move.
Why haven't they developed standing motorbikes yet?
Exactly. I think they're called scooters. They have developed them, haven't they?
That's true.
Segways, I think they're called. That's a standing motorbike, isn't it? Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose the other obvious question to ask about this, of course, is what if we went the other way? Are there any jobs or situations, Domi, that would actually benefit from more chairs?
Well, I think cafes. I mean, whenever I go to a cafe now, actually sitting near, I want about 10 chairs between me and the next person. So I don't get COVID. But maybe orchestras could use more chairs for social distancing. So in the violins, you've just got a huge flurry of chairs.
Oh, just empty seats. Like the orchestras, you mean, is kind of spread out five times wider than we already
I know where they need to have chairs, which is cricket games. Like I reckon the fielders, especially, you know, people at backwards square leg and third man and everything like that, they should be allowed to sit down on a chair.
Be allowed to just sit down on a chair. Warnie could have spent his whole career in a chair. Like Warnie could have just sat there and chucked the ball from a chair.
He should have been allowed to bowl from a chair, I think, Warnie. I mean, he had a tiny run up. If he had one of those office chairs on wheels and just sort of ridden it down to the crease and done his leg spin, he'd still be playing today.
But, I mean, remember when Steve Waugh got that 200 at his last test in Sydney? Do you remember that? That was amazing. But afterwards, he looked totally exhausted. If he'd been able to sit down while he was batting, it wouldn't have been exhausted. He could have got 200 or 300.
But you'd get a chair before wicket dismissal.
Well, even with the runs, I mean, you should be able to have a little sit down at the other end before you run back in cricket.
Well, or just a wheelchair. If you go.
Yes.
Like a speedy electric wheelchair or something.
Yeah, but one of those mobility scooters. Yeah. You run back and forth.
Maybe motorbikes. Maybe actually.
Or a motorbike or a Segway. I think we've revolutionised cricket.
V8s. There's not enough V8s in cricket.
All right, let's get a load of this one. There's this new website, and this allows you to get divorced a little bit more easily than you could before this website existed.
Oh, thank good. This is good timing with COVID because apparently the divorce rates have absolutely spiked as everyone spent time with their loved ones and discovered that they don't get on.
Suddenly remember what they're like. But, it's called Amica, I think. Amica? I don't know how to say it. And what this website does is it helps you to avoid going to court at all if you want to get divorced. And the really cool thing is it divides your property using an artificial intelligence program.
Oh, God.
So AI. So rather than, you know, some person figuring out how to split up the, who gets the heirlooms and the toothbrushes, it just gets worked out by AI. I mean, Charles, do you like
this? Well, by Siri. I'd love to see Siri divide up your house. I want the nice table and be like, I heard you want the horse stable. You have been awarded the horse stable. It'd be the most frustrating thing. It'd be so frustrating. You'd probably get back together again just so you didn't have to go through the process. It's actually a genius. It's genius.
Domi, what do you think of Siri or Google Home figuring out your divorce?
I can only imagine because from what I hear, this is always a very protracted and painful process. And I think it will take longer with artificial intelligence in the mix because anything where AI is involved, I only had what you already had on this. Sorry, it was just
Look, I agree with you, Dom, though, because I've just gone through a divorce and we used this AI thing and I ended up with a house. I ended up with a house, but it was a house in Sydney, Ontario, because fucking Siri gave me the house in Sydney, Ontario.
Now, also in technology news, finally, we've been waiting for this. Scientists have figured out how to spray on a touchscreen. So, you know, what I mean is that instead of this touchscreen being flat and rectangle-shaped, like it normally is, these scientists have figured out a way that you can kind of, you know, get like a sort of aerosol and just go pshh and spray a touchscreen onto any surface, no matter what shape it is. Now, do you think this is a good thing, Tommy? What uses can you foresee for a shaped touchscreen?
I love the idea of a cot that's just a touchscreen and put my daughter in the cot. And just have a video of Dada coming and giving her a big cuddle in the middle of the night so I don't have to. I think that would be wonderful. I mean, in some ways, kind of a scary cyber prison, but in other ways, it'd make me look like a better dad.
You know what this is actually going to be used for? I guarantee you it's going to be a touchscreen for your fridge. Oh. I bet you $1 million that the only application that they work out is because it's always for your fridge. It's always like, we've worked out this new technology, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. Oh, you can put it on your fridge.
That is so true of any new technology. I reckon that if they come up with a COVID vaccine, it won't be administered to people. It'll just be on fridges. What do you think, Charles? Are there any kind of screen shapes that you would recommend for watching certain movies on or TV shows?
Yeah. Look, I think what this will lead to is you'll be able to go around your house and you just spray on touchscreens for the appropriate thing. So, you know, like you'd have your breakfast television shows you'd watch on the touchscreen in your kitchen. Like you just spray it on your
Or on the breakfast itself, on the cereal. It's right on the cereal.
Koshy peeking at you from under your cereal.
On the cereal, like on the spoon. You could have it on the spoon. And then, you know, like, but for like movie night, you just spray your whole wall and have a huge, like, Cinemax thing. It'd be unreal. And then, you know, you'd have YouTube, you'd just spray the back of your toilet door and that's where you'd watch your YouTube videos. And then reality television, you could just spray your bin with it and it'd be perfect.
So, Charles, all those things sound good, but aren't they all still flat screens? Your fridge, your door, all this stuff.
Yeah.
In what world do we need like a donut-shaped touchscreen? Andrew, why have they invented this?
Good question, Dommy. Better ask the scientists. And that's the International Global News Roundup for another week. It's been lovely to have your company here. Chaser.com.au is the website, and you can follow the Chaser on all sorts of social media things, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Why don't you subscribe to the podcast too so that we keep our jobs? That'd be nice. You click subscribe, that way you don't miss the episodes, and we fulfill our contract. We'll see you again next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.